HarperCollins presents The Bird in the Bamboo Cage by Hazel Gaynor, read by Imogen Church and Rosie Jones.
Girls, imagine that a battle has taken place in and around your town or village. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit down and wring your hands and cry? Or are you going to be plucky and go out and do something to help?
Agnes Baden-Powell, co-founder of the Girl Guides.
Prologue. Nancy. Oxford, 1975. We didn't talk about it afterward. Not to loved ones or to neighbours who stared at us from across the street, or to the newspaper men who were curious to know more about these lost children, returned from the war in the East like ghosts come back from the dead. We quietly packed it all away in our battered suitcases and stepped awkwardly back into the lives we'd once known. Eventually, everyone stopped asking, stopped staring and wondering. Like our suitcases gathering dust in the attic, we were forgotten. But we didn't forget. Those years clung to us like a midday shadow, waiting to trip us up when we least expected it. A remembered song, a familiar scent, a name overheard in a shop, and there we were in an instant, wilting in the stifling heat during roll call, kept awake at night by the ache of unimaginable hunger. I suppose it was inevitable that we would talk about it in the end, that we would tell the story of our war. I'm still surprised by how much I have to say, how much I remember. I'd assumed I would only recall odd scraps and incoherent fragments, but it has all become clearer despite being ignored, the memories sharpened by distance and time. Now, when I talk about my school years in China, people only want to hear the parts about occupation and internment. That's the story everyone wants me to tell. How terrible it was and how frightened we were. But I also remember the smaller, simpler moments of a young girl's school days. Smudged ink on fingertips, disinfectant in the corridors, hopscotch squares and skipping games, the iridescent wings of a butterfly that danced through the classroom window one autumn morning and settled on the back of my hand. I want to tell that side of my story, too. Perhaps part of me wishes I could go back to the time before, that I could appreciate those quiet, inconsequential days before everything changed, giggling into our hands when Miss Kent's back was turned, grumbling to Sprout about lumpy porridge, turning cartwheels with Mouse on the golden sands of the bay, exchanging secret whispers in the pitch dark of the dorm. Unprepared for what lay ahead, we clattered thoughtlessly on through the careful precision of school routine. Breakfast and prayers, assembly and lessons, tiffin and supper, sibling Saturday and Empire Day, wildly ignorant of our privileges and of how much we were about to lose. Our war arrived quietly, 2 weeks before Christmas, settling over the terracotta roof tiles of Chifu's school with the first of the season's snow. Safe in our beds, over 100 boys and girls slept soundly, oblivious to the events happening at Pearl Harbor over 5,000 miles away, unaware that the ripples of conflict were racing across the Pacific toward us. I was 10 years old that winter. Brownie guides was my favorite part of the school week, and my feet still couldn't quite reach the floor when I sat on the edge of my bed.
Part 1. Occupation. Chifu, Shantung Province, China, 1941 to 1943. The Guide Law. A guide is loyal. This does not mean that she thinks her friends and family and school are perfect, far from it. But there is a way of standing up for what is dear to you, even though you admit that it has its faults.
Chapter 1. Nancy. China Inland Mission School, Chifu, December 1941.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?